next item is subdivision 2005-79, Paradise Property, time extension.
This is a request for a one-year extension. You granted preliminary approval January 18th of 2007 for 169 lots. You have granted one-year time extensions on November 14th of 07, October 16th of 08, and November 12th of 09. This is the fourth request for an extension. And currently, preliminary approval is valid until January 18th of 2011. And I provided you a copy of the letter from the developer.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, for your benefit and the other commissioners, had a little bit of communication with Mr. Robertson, who, as we all know, does a lot of work with county engineering, and the agreement that the applicant has presented us with a comprehensive letter detailing their efforts. However, my preference on this would be, since the letter talking about the engineering and the, where they are in the permits and the concept plan, the commission does not have the benefit of any feedback from county engineering, either, you know, verifying or just letting us know where they are. My preference, gentlemen, this is a request for a time extension, which still has a little over 3 months to go. I believe it's valid until January. I would prefer to defer taking an action on this time extension until we had a response from our Sussex County Engineering Department.
Does our planning and zoning department have any input from county engineering that they want to share with us, or you guys haven't heard much, haven't heard anything from them either?
On October 8th, Mr. Christian Berry submitted a letter for a request for an extension, and it was also a comment letter from the engineering department. I was off Friday. All I have is Ken's letter.
Okay.
I don't know who stamped the this in or what.
Okay. All right. So we're not prepared at this time. I see the applicant's engineer is present. Do you wish to hear from him, or do you just want to defer? It's up to you.
Yeah, he's here.
Certainly.
All right, sir. Mr. Christian Berry, if you would be so kind as to come up and...
A little bit of background, just again for the commission's sake. What we're doing is looking at a fourth. You know, it's beyond the three or the 3 years, so that's why it's not anything particular about this client, but to be consistent, we got to make sure that there's a basis for these.
Well, that's why I want to give him the opportunity to speak. I suspect we may still want to defer so we can hear directly from our own engineering department, but since he's here and we're here, and yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ken Christian Berry, Axiom Engineering, Georgetown, Delaware. Licensed professional engineer in the state of Delaware. I've been working on this project, as you know, for quite some time. To give you an idea of what has been done, I mean, this is our set of construction drawings that we've been working on. And the main holdup, and this is everything, record plans, road plans, engineering plans, stormwater plans. The project was envisioned to have a on-site wastewater treatment facility when we came in our subdivision approval. Due to the presence of what appeared to be three or four developments on Piney Neck Road, a decision was made by the county to either expand or create a sewer district to bring these projects into a Sussex County sewer district. So, I mean, we did have soil work done. We had a feasibility study from Denrick that was approved when we did our initial subdivision. The way the process works, when you are creating or expanding a sewer district, you have to get a concept review approved before you can come in with construction drawings. So even though we've done construction drawings that the Sussex Conservation District has reviewed, we've done an entrance plan that DLDOT has approved, expired, and reapproved, and it's still valid today. We have a permit to build a boat ramp from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. We've made a lot of progress. We have been unable to
get the Sussex County Engineering Department concept plan approved as of yet. The early part of the process was delayed primarily because they were looking at the regional infrastructure issues. Is the pump station that's going to be on this project going to serve other parcels? Are there going to be, you know, four new pump stations on Piney Neck Road? Are they going to be able to whittle it down to two? Those issues have been resolved for quite some time now, and since then we've just been submitting and getting back comments and responding to those comments. The comment letter, did you say you don't really have the comment letter? The comment letter from them doesn't say much.
Would you submit it, what they stamped in?
Did I give you a copy of the county engineering letter? Really, all the letter says is please see our red lines, and this is, of course, their red lines where they've marked up different things that they, you know, want us to take a look at and address. We believe that we can definitely have concept approval probably, you know, before the end of this month. We can have something back in and could have a concept approval. The challenge, of course, with hitting a January final approval date is when the concept approval is done, I have to draft up profiles of all the sewer, all the roads, and submit it not only to the County Engineering Sewer Department, but the Public Works Department that reviews the roads. I have been unable to submit any of that work to the county, even though they've been drawn up for a couple years now, because the concept plan has to be approved before Public Works will take a submission from us. So a January approval for us is not going to be feasible at all. We do think one more year would be adequate, as best we can tell, but that's what has led this project to be on a longer path than any other subdivision I've ever worked on. So I hope that provides some helpful information. That's basically what my letter does summarize. If y'all have any questions, I'd be pleased to try to help resolve them. And if y'all need to table it and discuss it later, I'd be more than happy to come back whenever you discuss it later.
There might be a question or two. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Well, I guess it's more of a comment because it sounds like it'd be fair to summarize that you've been working diligently on this, and that due to the change from having your own sewer system to being a part of a public sewer system is what's caused the delay.
That's been a significant part of it, especially in the earlier parts of the project. That's been a significant part.
But I've heard that you've worked on other areas, including DENREC with your boat ramp permit. And
it's actually
and
federal, DelDOT, but yes, we have a DelDOT approval. We have a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers approval for a boat ramp. We have submitted to the Conservation District, and the main reason I have not responded to their comment letter and resubmitted is the road profiles that I'm going to generate for County Engineering Public Works. Really, I want to, when I get the opportunity to submit to Public Works, I want to address the Conservation District comments concurrently with Public Works, because there's overlap between the road drainage and the stormwater management for the whole site.
But I guess what I'm trying to establish for the record, along with what you're saying, is that this isn't a case of a developer sitting back on their hands and not doing anything. You've been proceeding with that, and that's where we try and make a distinction when we have granted the fourth extension. It hasn't been because of some a lack of desire because of the economy to proceed. It's a matter of circumstances with the public sewer, very much like what we had, what was it, last month when we had the folks on 24, where they were going to be annexed into the sewer district, and that, of course, slowed up the works. So I just want to make it clear that if in fact, we do act on it, it's not on a whim. It's based on what perhaps there's been some
I think we have set the bar fairly high for that too, because it is a fourth extension, and that there has to be just not a little bit of work, but a lot of work,
right.
And that there has to be something beyond the control, other than economic conditions. And I think we may have that here.
And I'll elaborate too on the basis for. I think the discussion is helpful to have Mr. Christenberry here is because the letter, if you're not involved with this, and this is why Mr. Smith and I talked about going back to county engineering, and he may still want to do that, I don't know, but sort of the last date was 2007, where, you know, I talked about since 2007, then it jumps to now. And what the commission needs to be careful about, and not so much with regard to this project, especially in light of that description.
For 2 years.
But that, yeah, that suddenly, you know, you're in 2007 and you just kind of sat around for 2.5 years, and now all of a sudden you're really trying to jump through it. So that's what I wanted to get clarified. So.
Anything else for Mr. Christianberry? All right, sir, we thank you.
Thank you.
Motion still on the table? I didn't make a motion.
I don't believe just
he
sort of
made, had,
no,
he hadn't made a motion.
Made a comment,
we were just chatting.
So. And I think what we'd done is made it clear to all present and anyone listening that, as Mr. Robertson said, that we do need to verify a lot of the things that we get in the cases of what is going on when we even entertain these extensions. And I'm satisfied with Mr. Christianberry's explanation, but I think it's important that I can say if he had not have been here tonight, I would have thought that my motion would have been for deferral, because one thing, now we're clearing up items like this at our at the end of our public hearing, so we don't even have to delay people you know, a month anymore, just enough to advertise. But gentlemen, if you find out if you agree with me or not. My motion for the request of subdivision 2005-79 Paradise Properties is for a time extension for preliminary approval to be valid until 18 of January in 2012.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve a one-year time extension for subdivision 2005-79 Paradise Property in accordance with the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.